Welcome to the On the Road to Freedom podcast. We're so glad you joined us today. We can't wait to get into the Word with you and share some truth that's going to change your life. Make sure and hit the subscribe button and help us spread the word by rating and reviewing the show. You can also connect with us at mylan.org for more helpful resources. Now, let's get into today's show.
Well, welcome. You've joined us on the road to freedom in beautiful Big Sur. And we are really rejoicing today because the weather was all cloudy and foggy. This morning it rained. And look what the Lord did. Oh, it is absolutely gorgeous. This is the day that the Lord has made.
Come on.
And we rejoice and we are glad in it.
Hit
Amen.
Me, girl.
So thank you for joining us. We're so excited about sharing this word with you today. And the reason why is because Jesus said, if you will continue in the word, then you truly are my disciples. And you will know the truth and the truth will make you free. And that's in John 8, 31 and 32. So the more that we continue in the word of God, the freer we get. So today we're talking about being free from care, from worry, from oppression, because God has granted you a light and easy life. You know, that revelation has been so good to me.
Amen.
That the grace of God can cause you to live a life that is light and easy.
That's right.
Isn't that a wonderful gift?
It's magnificent. The Lord is so good. Mm-hmm. He loves you so much. It's, I don't even know. Sometimes we start this show and I'm thinking, how can I possibly express to someone, how can I look into that camera and tell them how good God is?
Yeah.
And how much He loves them. Because mm-hmm. that's all we're here for.
That's right.
I mean,
that's
if you really believe that the mm-hmm. Lord loves you, and you know what love can do, man, you know how good love is. There isn't anybody that doesn't want to be loved.
Mm-hmm.
And when God, who is in control and who has all the power, if you will just simply trust Him enough to do things His way, every day, in every way, He will prove to you
yes.
how much He loves you.
That's right.
And how good He is. God mm-hmm. is good. For
oh,
the Lord
so good.
Is good and His
mercy
endures forever.
Yes.
And man, you
got to
have mercy because
yeah.
we don't know how to do everything right. We mess up. We make mistakes. We do stuff we realize, I could have done so much better. You know, you say something, you think, well, I shouldn't have said that. I should have said this, but it's too late and you can't take it back.
Yeah.
That happens to me on TV. Millions of people watching. I can't take it back. It's done.
Right.
It's done.
Mm.
So the good news is we can rest in the Lord.
Yeah, we can rest.
Let me read you something Jesus
so
said
good.
That changed my life and made everything better. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. He'll do that for you today if you need it.
Mm-hmm.
Take my yoke upon you. You ever seen those pictures and the Bible pictures when you're in Sunday school? They have these two oxen, and they have this big wooden yoke goes over their neck, and, you know, so they're trudging along there together side by side. They're much stronger when you get two or three of them.
Mm-hmm.
But if one of them goes off the cliff, it can drag the other one off.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're yoked together.
Right, right.
Jesus said, take my yoke upon you. Get in cahoots with me. Partnership with me. Get involved where my kingdom and my righteousness are the most important thing in your life.
Yeah.
And watch where I lead you
yeah.
and where I take you.
Amen.
Because everything He does, you're yoked to Him. You get involved in those holy things.
Mm-hmm.
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. That's what you're doing right now. For I'm gentle and lowly in heart. In other words, Jesus said, I'm humble.
Yeah, I'm humble.
You know, He's yeah. the King of Kings. He could have just made everybody do something.
Mm.
He could have just, you know, brought down fire from heaven and scared everybody. I mean, we wouldn't be, you wouldn't have a choice about, you know, what to do. If I was God, I've said many times, somebody used my name in vain, I'd just smoke them one good time. Everybody else watching be like, whoa, dude. You know, anybody else want some of that? Everybody would have known I was God, but that's not the way
that's
God
not the way
did
it. Is,
His
yeah.
kingdom is all about love.
Yeah.
His kingdom is all about my yoke is easy, my burden's
burden
light.
Is light yeah.
Learn of me because I'm humble. I'm not going to hurt you.
Mm.
I'm just going to bless you if you let me.
Amen. Amen.
And you will find rest for your souls. And this is Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Verse 30 says, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Now, please understand this. Please, we don't want to ever do anything religious here. Where religion won't help you, but the Word of God is the truth, and it's full of the power of God. He said, don't be ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Mm-hmm. It's got power in it. Mm-hmm. So we release that power by, of course, believing God is honest and His word is true,
yeah,
and speaking His word. He said, my yoke is easy and my burden's light. Now, here's what that means. If you got anything heavy going on in your life, that's not God.
Mm.
And He said, if you resist the devil, he'll have to flee from you. If it's not from God, you know, one place in Matthew, He said, there is a thief that comes to steal and kill and destroy, but He said, I came that you'd have life and life more abundant. That's what God sent Jesus to do,
yes,
to give you abundant life. And His yoke is easy. His burden is light. He wants us to have a light, easy life.
Yes, He does.
He wants us, and if we really connect with Him and stay as close, when you're yoked to Him, you stay together.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's what it means to be together with Jesus all day, every day. His Spirit lives in me. My body's a temple of the Holy Spirit. My spirit's in constant communication with His. Yours is too, if you're a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get used to that, talking to Him, you'll also learn to hear His voice.
That's right.
And you'll find out that He is constantly talking. The Holy Spirit is constantly talking to your spirit if you'll let Him. He said, we believe, what we believe determines if it's easy or hard, what we believe and what we say.
That's right.
Do you want to share that, baby?
Well, sure, because, you know, there were times where we were tempted to be heavy over the responsibility of the show, over this, what we're doing, what you're watching today. Just, we want to make sure we are wise stewards with the gift and the opportunities,
sure,
that God has given us. So in our effort to do this with excellence, there were some things that started to become heavy for us. You know, one time, and this is so funny because this just happened last week, we were trying too hard.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean this is actually, any of this is evil intent on our part ever. Sometimes you're just trying too hard, trying to make everything perfect, trying to do it perfect. And that's why we need His grace, because we can never be perfect without His help.
Yeah.
All these details aren't working out the way we had thought, the way we planned, but we need to rejoice because we get to do a TV show.
Yes.
This is a privilege. This is an honor. This is a holy opportunity, and we need to just be thankful. And so the minute we did that, it got easy.
Yep.
And that's what Mylon's talking to you about. What you believe will determine many times if that situation is easy or hard.
Exactly.
So we decided we're going to be thankful, and all of a sudden it got easy. It got light. So that's the grace of God.
It's called the sacrifice of praise. Sometimes it's fun to praise God. It just bubbles up out of your heart.
Yeah,
but there's other times when it's hard. And I know that in some of your lives right now, there's some tough stuff been going on.
Yeah.
And that praise, that sacrifice of praise, it just changes everything. It is truly spiritual warfare.
Yeah.
And as soon as you truly start praising God, things start changing.
Amen.
In Psalm 23 and verse 1, in the New King James Version, I love this, and most of y'all could quote this. Most people know the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Now, if you really believe the Lord is your shepherd, and that means, you know, the Bible talks about us being His sheep. We're His people, the sheep of His pasture. If the Lord is your Lord, then according to Him, you won't want for anything. You won't lack for anything. The shepherd takes good care of his sheep. He makes sure that they have everything that they need.
Yes.
He goes on to say, He makes me to lie down in the green pastures. The Lord... The green pastures, if you're a sheep, is where the good food is.
That's
the best,
right.
The best of the best.
It's the good food.
He leads me beside the still waters, the rough waters, the dangerous waters. I mean, every once in a while, even though we're probably a couple thousand yards from the ocean, a rogue wave will come in, and you can hear it all the way up here when it blasts against those rocks down there. He leads us beside the still waters. That's the safe water. He restores my soul.
Yes, thank you,
Lord,
for that one.
The Lord refreshes and restores our soul.
Yes.
Is your mind, your intellect, your will, and your emotions.
Your
intellect, your will, and your emotions. The Lord, if you let Him, if you lie down in those still pastures, those green pastures and by the still waters. In other words, you rest in Him. You trust Him to take care of you and to supply your needs. Then He restores and refreshes your mental attitude, your hard attitude for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Now, people, I'm in my 70s, so by the time you get my age, I hope you have perfect health and never have any challenges. But chances are you'll have to go through some things. It's just part of your body having enough miles on it. And I've had to go through some situations in the hospital where the doctors were really concerned. And even one time they told me later on they didn't think I was going to make it. But as you can see, praise God, I did.
Yes.
His word is true. And by his stripes, I was healed.
Amen.
The doctor that was working on me, I call him the great physician, has never lost a patient.
No,
yet.
He has.
Praise God.
Amen.
He leads us in paths of righteousness. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me.
Yes.
Your rod and your staff, your spirit and your word,
they comfort me.
Yes. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Man. You know, the devil's always doing something around you. We know that. I mean, whatever city you live in, there is chaos all around. But the Bible says that I'm a tither. I'm a believer. I'm in the world, but according to the word of God, I'm not of the world. I live in a different kingdom. And even though it's really dangerous to be in the world, it's not dangerous for me because I'm hidden in the secret place. Of the Most High God.
Yes, that's so good.
And I have a shepherd who's taking good care of me.
Yeah.
You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. You not only prepare a table before me, right in the presence of all the demonic warfare that's going on around us, I can sit down at the table and just have a nice meal and fellowship with the Lord.
Amen.
But then on top of that, you anoint me with the fresh anointing that destroys the yoke and removes the burden.
Yes.
My cup runs over. In other words, I have more than I need of this anointing. So I can share this holy information.
Thank God
he forgave me in 1980. Mm-hmm. But there have been hundreds of thousands of people that have been found out that he wanted to forgive them too. And all I did was take that anointing that was running over in my cup and tell others, this is amazing, but this God, he's good. He loves you too. What he's done for me, he'll do for you. He saved me, he healed me, he forgave me, he cleansed me, he'll use me. Now there's all these other guys that not only got saved, but now they're in the ministry.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
Well, you heard about Mylan's band, Broken Heart, back in the day. And praise God, it was such a privilege to lead hundreds of thousands of people to Jesus. And I have their testimonies here. I'd like to read a few to you. This is from Kenny. He says, "It is while you were singing The Warrior at a concert in 1987 that the Spirit of God fell upon me and I gave my life to Christ." Praise God. Here's another one from Dr. Kyle. He says, "I got born again at a Mylan and Broken Heart concert back in 1985. His music not only changed my life, it drew me into a deeper relationship with the Lord. And today, I am a minister for the Lord, still on fire for Christ." Praise God, that's what it's all about. This is from Terry in Alabama, and he says, "I gave my life to Christ at a Mylan and Broken Heart concert at Atlanta Fest. The presence of God was tangible at that concert, and I remember looking across a crowd of over 10,000 people and seeing their hands raised towards heaven, then hearing God call me to Him." Praise the Lord. That's beautiful, Terry. Here's another one. "In 1984, I was 17, and I found myself searching for something I couldn't put my finger on. Through Mylan's music and ministry, I came to truly know Jesus Christ and was saved at a concert in South Carolina. When I first heard them, I couldn't believe my ears. The rockin' guitars, the smoke, and the light show were great. But when they slowed it down and sang the song more, the love of Jesus broke through." Praise God, that's from Kevin. Here's another one from JR. He says, "It really helped me to see through Mylan and Broken Heart that the love of Jesus was attainable, that we are worthy. We don't have to be perfect, just forgiven." Oh, that's such good news, JR. Thank you for these praise reports. You know, you can share your praise report with us. You just go to Milan.org and click on Broken Heart under Your Story, and you can share your story with us too. This section here where it says you anoint my head with oil, and other references, the oil is referred to as the oil of joy. So when he anoints us with joy in the presence of that difficult situation that we're dealing with, those challenges, he anoints us with joy because his joy is our strength.
Come on, baby.
Amen. That's and our it. Cup runneth over. I love that.
And I love this. I mean, I've meditated and I've said this and thought about it, and I still don't even have all of this. This next verse is so good to me. He said, if you'll be my sheep, surely goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life.
Thank you, Lord.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
The goodness of God and the mercy of God will follow me all day, every day, as long as I live.
So good.
Oh, people, who would not want that?
Yeah.
Can you imagine this compared to things? What would be more amazing if you could have anything you want? The goodness of God will follow you if you choose to make Jesus your shepherd.
Yeah.
All the days of your life, and you'll get to dwell in the house of the Lord forever, in the presence of God forever.
Forever.
And the cool thing about forever is it doesn't start when you get to heaven. It starts today. This is the beginning of forever.
Forever.
Baby, will you share that in Exodus 33:14 for me, please?
Sure. And it says, the Lord replied, my presence will go with you.
Thank you,
and
Lord.
I will give you rest. Now, see, that's all we need.
That's it, man.
We just need Him. We just need His presence.
Thank you, Jesus.
And here's the good news. He said, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you.
Never.
So when we always have His presence with us. So therefore, if we receive it by faith, we can always live at rest because He gives us rest.
That's
Amen.
It, baby.
And what's really important about us living light and easy lives is that we understand what's important and what's not important according to the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. John 10:27-30 says, my sheep, this is Jesus talking. This is our Lord and Savior talking.
Yes.
And He's saying, my sheep, hear my voice.
Yeah.
You know, there's another verse that says, I know my sheep and I call them by name. Praise God.
But
he
this
knows
says,
your name.
They know me too.
And they know, that's
my
right.
My sheep know me too.
Isn't that
praise
good?
God.
He
Come
said,
on, baby,
my sheep
it.
Know my voice. I know them and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish.
Thank you, Lord.
So you can rest. When you belong to Jesus, He's a good shepherd. What I encourage you to start saying is, the Lord is my shepherd, and I know His voice. I hear His voice, I know His voice, and I follow His leading. Because that's what this scripture right here promises you.
Yeah.
Amen. Isn't that good? So
Amen,
we can rest.
Baby.
We can rest knowing that we're being led by the Spirit of God every moment of every day. Another place of rest is that you are always safe and secure in Him.
Yes.
He's talking about being a good shepherd, and He says, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. And no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. So I want you to know, I love this verse because it makes me think of, you know, when you're little and you say, my dog is bigger than your dog, or my daddy's bigger. Right. So what Jesus is saying here is that my Father is greater than all, and no one can snatch them out of my hand. So you can rest today that you are safe and you are secure in the hands of Jesus, and He's got you, and no one can take you out of His hands. Amen. Let me say this. This is so important because the times that we're living in, the Word calls them perilous times. So you're going to see all of this chaos and terror happening around us.
That's
and
right.
You need to stay in a place of rest And the only way to do that is to know these truths, have an understanding and revelation that no one can snatch you out of the Father's hand. He is greater than all. He's the Most High God. He's the one whose power no foe can withstand. That's who's watching over you today.
What makes it so powerful is when you believe it. So if this is the first time you're hearing this, the good news is keep hearing it. Mm-hmm. Remember, we start out with, if you continue my word, the more of the word of God you hear, the more faith comes by hearing hearing by the word of God. So you're getting it. Yeah. It's growing in you. Faith is coming to you right now, even as we just share these scriptures.
That's it.
With you.
Proverbs 19:23. The reverent, worshipful fear of the Lord leads to life. Mm. So many people have a negative connotation when they hear the fear of the Lord, but this is simply talking about a holy reverence for Him and respect for His authority. He is Almighty God. Mm. He is King of kings. He is Lord of lords.
This thing that the Bible calls faith, you must understand what that means. When we talk about reverence for God, we're talking about honor.
Yes.
God is honest. Mm-hmm. You have to decide, is the Bible true or is it just a nice little Greek mythology? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I read constantly where people say, well, you know, I read something this morning where a guy was a Buddhist. He was a Christian. He started out as a Christian. He tried Buddhism. Now he's into Islam. And he believes that Allah is God. Why? Because he never stayed in the Word long enough to get faith. His parents took him to church when he was a kid, but he never read the Word and he didn't believe it was true. Mm-hmm. So he went looking and he ended up with religion. Mm-hmm. A religion. All religions got some good rules. Don't kill anybody, you know, don't torture people. They got some good rules more moralistically, but they don't have any power. Mm-hmm. Only Jesus is the Son of God, and He has all the power. Read us that last verse, baby. And then
so the worshipful fear of the Lord leads to life, and he who has it, that person who has that reverence for the Lord, rests satisfied.
Yes.
He cannot be visited with evil. Praise God. There's the protection again, and there's the rest. They come together.
Yeah.
They go together. Psalm 62:5-6, and we'll finish with this. Yes, my soul. This is David talking, and he's saying, yes, my mind, my will, and emotions find rest in God. That's the only place you're going to find rest is in Him.
That's exactly
my hope,
right.
Here's why. Because my hope comes from Him.
Amen.
He's the reason why I get out of bed every day. He's the reason why we live and move and have our being.
Yes.
Our hope comes from Him. Truly, He is our rock. He is our salvation. He is our fortress. He's who we run to in times of trial and tribulation.
Yes.
We run to Him. We don't run to the bottle. We don't run to get a cigarette or a smoke or get high. We run to Jesus. He's our fortress. And here's the promise, I will not be shaken.
Amen.
When we make that choice, we believe it, we speak it, we will not be shaken. Amen. So God wants you to live this light and easy life. It's ready for you today if you'll just take it by faith. I encourage you to study these scriptures, meditate on them, speak them out over your life, over your family, and stay in the Word, because that will keep you
on the road to freedom. We have had the joy of leading hundreds of thousands of people to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. But you know, I've been believing for a long time that before I got to heaven that I could take millions with me. I've been asking God for that. Now we've got this TV show. It's all new to us. We don't really know what we're doing. We're learning as we go. But we also know that there's no way we can do this by ourselves. We need some partners. If you want to join Team Milan and help us, you and I will go into all the world together, and we will change the world just the way Jesus changed my world, one person at a time.
So if you'd like to be a part, you simply go to our website at Milan.org and click on Team Milan to sign up, and be encouraged that when you partner with us in giving and in prayer, then every life that is touched and set free and changed and delivered, you receive the same eternal reward.
That's right.
Well, you're watching us right now from Big Sur, California, and it is absolutely amazing. God's creation, we are always in awe. You know, He is such a good God, and He is ready to be good to you today.
Yes.
And I just want to encourage you, if you've never given your life to Jesus, if you've never surrendered to the Lordship of Jesus, Ecclesiastes says that God has placed eternity in the hearts and minds of man, a divinely implanted sense of purpose.
Amen.
Working through the ages that nothing under the sun but God alone can satisfy. So He's the only one who can meet every need. Not a career, not a relationship, not money. God alone can satisfy you.
That's right.
And He's ready when you surrender your life to Him. He's a good God. And if you'd like to do that today, will you say this after me? Lord Jesus,
I repent
of all my sins. And I ask you to cleanse me. Of all unrighteousness. I surrender my life to you. And I confess you as my Lord. And I believe in my heart. That God raised you from the dead. And therefore,
now I know.
I am saved. And I will live
forever
with you.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Well, if you just prayed that prayer, then you're born again.
That's right.
Family of God. And we're rejoicing. All of heaven is rejoicing over you right now.
All you need to do now is tell somebody the decision you made. The Bible says when you believe on Jesus, if you confess Him as your Savior and Lord, you will be saved.
That's right.
So get in touch with us at mylon.org. Let us know the decision you've made.
Yeah.
Everything we do all day, every day, is aimed at you, and it's to help you to get to heaven and enjoy the trip.
That's right.
We'll be looking forward to hearing from you. God bless you. Have a great day. We love you. Most importantly, God does.
Yeah, that's it.
We'll be praying for you. Talk to you soon.